everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we're going to be listening to the work of the Bonzo Dog Band. They were originally known as the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band when they were pretty much a strange and fairly inept traditional jazz band in England back in, I guess, 1966 is as far back as we can date them. And by the end of their career, around 1970, they were just known as the Bonzo Dog Band, and then they were a fairly inept rock and roll band. And why are we spending time on them tonight? Well, for a number of reasons. First of all, they were all art students, and they all had hyperactive senses of humor, and they did some very funny things. A lot of the funny things they did on stage. For instance, they have a song called Do the Trouser Press Baby, and they would come on stage with an actual trouser press, a pants pressing machine, and dance around with it, and it was wild. Neil Innes of that group has gone on to become an auxiliary member, I suppose, of Monty Python, and so you've heard his work in some of the Python films and seen him live, perhaps, at the Hollywood Bowl. And also, Neil Innes was, along with Eric Idle, responsible for The Ruddles, the takeoff on The Beatles that aired on NBC a number of years ago, and we'll be hearing some of that today as well. But we'll start off with the Bonzo Dog Band. Vivian Stanchel was the front man for the group, and his was a very unusual and very distinctive sense of humor. Apparently he has had some problems, but has come out of them and is back to making records and creating well, which is wonderful to hear. And you'll hear his sense of humor on some of these things. We'll start out with, we'll let him introduce the band in the way that their first album, Gorilla, started out. And this is a number called The Intro and the Outro.
Hi there. Nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bo Hey Noel bass guitar. And Neil Innes piano. Come in, Rodney Slater alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne xylophone. And Robert Morley guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Donna Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. And specially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General de Gaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kid and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
I
I'm the big shot. You heard me right the first time, name of Bachelor Johnny Cool. Occupation, big shot. Occupation at the moment, just having fun. What a party that was, the drinks were loaded and so were the dolls. I narrowed my eyes and poured a stiff Manhattan, then I saw Potsy. What a dame, a big bountiful babe in the region of 48-23-38. One hell of a region. She had the hottest lips since Hiroshima. I had to stand back for fear of being burned. Whiskey wow wow, I breathed. She was dressed as Biff or the Bear. In that kind of outfit, she could get rolled at night. And I don't mean on a crap table. It's kind of revealing, isn't it? Revealing, it's positively risque. I like it. She said, you're a man with 1,000 G's, right? 1,000 what I quipped? Why, G-man, girls, guns, guts. You're my type. Wrong, baby, I slapped her hard. I'm an L man. Strictly liquor, love and laughs. She stared over my shoulder. Play it cool, Johnny. Play it what? I flipped. Listen, I fought my way up from tough east side New York. Lead-filled saps and submachine guns. Like this. She said, Johnny, this is a deadly game. Have a few laughs and go home. I shuddered. Normally I pack a rod in pajamas. I carry nothing but scars from Normandy Beach. I said, wrong, baby, you can't fool me. She spat playfully. I'm ahead of you, Johnny. I studied the swell of her enormous boobs and said, baby, you're so far ahead, it's beautiful. Eccentric, I like that. Electric, chérie, bogged off my rocket to comprendre. We spoke French fluently. Our lips met again and again. Yeah, 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 I slobbered. Hotsy said, you're slobbering all over the seat, kid. I went home late, very late. What could I say to my wife? Darling, I've been beaten up again. Let's face it, she's credulous as hell. A punk stopped me on the street. He said, you got a light, Mac? I said, no, but I got a dark brown overcoat.
Misery, but of that we'll have none, because we know of one that's always lots of fun.
Aha!
And this one's name is Jollity. Believe me, folks, it's great, for everything sings out to us as we go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. The little pigs, they grunt and howl.
Grunt, howl, grunt, howl.
The cats meow.
Meow, meow.
The dogs bow wow.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet.
everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as habit, the cocks begin to crow, and the old buck rabbit sings,
stuff it up a jumper,
vododio. All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. The cows all moo, the bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do down on Jollity Farm?
Life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
Now, in this next rock and roll parody, I'd like to draw your attention to what is probably the ultimate guitar solo.
This is the B-side of our platter, sports fans. And I'm singing just for you, covered in sequins.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest, I will sticker you in jazz. Through the holes in your string band. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My darling, in my cardboard-colored dreams,
cardboard-colored dream.
Once again I hear your laugh, and I kiss, yes I kiss your perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe.
Of giraffe.
And each time I hear your name, my, how it hurts.
He's in pain.
In the wardrobe of my soul.
Oh, my soul.
In the section labeled shirts.
Me. Oh.
And now here's one of the only hit records I know of that was actually done on a bet. Paul McCartney was in the studio next to where the Bonzos were, and they were recording some of their typical strangeness, and McCartney said that he bet that he could get a top 10 hit from the Bonzo Dog Band, and everybody said, no, you can't do it. They're just too weird. And here's a song written by Neil Innes of the Bonzo Dog Band that actually was a top 10 hit in England. McCartney produced this under the name of Apollo C. Vermouth, and it's called Urban Spaceman.
Of Paris seems somehow sadly gay.
Thank you very much. You're really wonderful. I'm very lucky for us this number.
The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay.
We'll cover you against fire and flood.
Way ho endowment.
But not riots, war, nor act of God.
Way ho endowment.
Over a period of 30 years.
Way ho endowment.
Unless, of course, you're in arrears.
Way ho and up your premium.
Bad. I feel happy, I feel sad. Am I in love? I must be in love. I feel rich, I feel poor. I'm in doubt, I feel sure. Am I in love?
in love.
Teacups rattle, hear the mighty hoover roar. I'm always washing dishes, polishing the floor. I'm stuck in Mrs. Fletcher, doing time. Yeah, I'm stuck in Mrs. Fletcher's.
Was in my youth I ran away to accountancy one day with pen and paper, collar and stud. Accountancy was in my blood.
I'll scribble away and balance the books and sing an accountancy shanty.
I chartered an accountant at the age of 21.
I'll scribble away and balance the books and sing an accountancy shanty.
So raise a glass of medium dry sherry to the golden age of VAT.
I'll scribble away and balance
talk about it among the zone.
Hello, testing one. Are we on? Let's
hello, testing.
1, 2.
Testing.
1, 2.
How do you do? Testing.
1, 2.
It's
wonderful
to be here.
Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2.
God, I love that little thing. That's Eric Idle and Neil Innes of Monty Python and the Bonzo Dog Band, a little thing called Testing. Let's see, we started off hearing a bunch of things from the Bonzo Dog Band, most of which can be found on an out-of-print two-record set entitled The History of the Bonzos on United Artists. We started off with the intro and the outro, and then Big Shot, Jollity Farm, The Sound of Music, The Canyons of Your Mind, I'm the Urban Spaceman, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, and then we heard Song of the Insurance Man from the Eric Idle and Neil Innes Rutland Weekend songbook. And then I Must Be in Love from the Ruttles, which was Eric Idle and Neil Innes' project that satirized the Beatles. And we heard Johnny Cash impersonation by Neil Innes and the Accountancy Shanty. And then back for one more from the Ruttles, Piggy in the Middle. And then we closed with that Testing 1-2. That's a lot of fun from the Bonzo Dog Band and Neil Innes. And let's see, next week's show is called The Birds and the Bees, and it's a collection of pieces that all have to do with how we found out about where we came from. And it's all rated PG. Y'all can listen. And so until then, this is your host, Bob Glaster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a nice weekend, everybody.